Welcome to this podcast of KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this episode, do you ever wonder how technology may be changing the way we perceive the world? Kara Platone does, and fortunately for us, she's an award-winning science writer and teacher. Her new book is We Have the Technology: How Biohackers, Foodies, Physicians, and Scientists Are Transforming Human Perception One Sense at a Time. In this portion of her talk, she gives a sense of the variety of subjects she explored in her research. Kara Platone spoke at Town Hall Seattle on January 13th, 2016. Thanks to Anna Tadashev for our recording.
One of the arguments I want to make is that not all technology has to do with wearables and gadgets and electronics and computers. I think technology is anything that we, humans, have made to enhance our lives, to help us, to be a tool, right? So some of the things, some of the technologies that I wrote about, for example, one of them is perfume. So it turns out that problems with smell is the first clinically observable symptom of Alzheimer's disease. The olfactory center of the brain is very old, and the centers for memory and emotion are very tightly linked to it. And when one thing is affected, the others are affected as well. So I went to a hospital in Paris where they were using those little paper wands I briefly showed you. A group of volunteers who are basically members of the cosmetics industries had developed what they called a bibliothèque, a library of scents that would be resonant to a person who had grown up in France. So they were scents of food, flowers. The day I was there, it was fruit. And they would go into the geriatric ward, and they would meet with people, and they would dip the wands into the scent and wave it under their nose and say, "What are you smelling?" and see if they could get them to recall a memory. And the beautiful thing about this idea for olfactotherapy is, with Alzheimer's disease, the problem isn't that the person stops smelling overall. Don't worry if you can't smell as well as you used to, by the way, because everybody's sense of smell gets a little crummier with age. The thing that Alzheimer's does is it makes it harder to distinguish between scents. It becomes easier to mix them up. Everything starts to smell more and more alike. So the beautiful thing about olfactotherapy is even if the person remembers the wrong thing, they can still recall a memory. And because you've all probably had that experience of having a sudden memory that's kind of spurred by something you smelled, reminds you of somebody or something from your childhood, right? That memory can still be poignant. It can still be sweet, even if you can't identify the right word. So that was a very cool thing. The chapter on pain is about medicine specifically. It's about acetaminophen, the generic name for Tylenol. Pain researchers are increasingly finding that the pain of a broken bone and the pain of a broken heart or social rejection, pretty much the same to your brain. When they put people in the fMRI scanner, the same thing is going on in the same place. So they've tested this by putting people in the scanner and they give them Tylenol and then they socially reject them while they're in the scanner. Which is actually really hard to do. Like in an fMRI, you can't move, you can't talk. So the first group to did this, they actually showed people pictures of the person who had recently dumped them. And then the generation after this, they had people play a game called Cyberball, which is kind of like a virtual game of keep away. They would tell people, okay, you're playing a game with other people, you have to pass this ball back and forth. And after a while, the other players would leave out the person they were testing, and they would feel rejected. But the people who took the Tylenol felt less rejected. And then they would do it the other way around. They would put people in the scanner, and they would give them pain. They would administer kind of like a little burn while they were showing them either pictures of their romantic partner or pictures of an equally attractive stranger. And it turns out that love is a painkiller. People who are looking at the person that they loved experience less pain, right?
That's it for this podcast of Speakers Forum. You can hear the full version of this talk on our website, kuow.org/speakersforum. Kara Platone spoke at Town Hall Seattle on January 13th, 2016. Thank you again to Anna Tadashev for our recording. Tune in again soon for more from Speakers Forum.